Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The morning after.
With the news in your mouth.
It's Chrissy Bones, Thursday Night Football. Cowboys 13, Saints 10. How about a big upset in Big D last night? Cowboys defense completely shuts down the Saints' high-powered offense and Drew Brees. Nolan's held to a season-low 10 points and only 176 yards of total offense for the boys. They played keep away, three long scoring drives in the first half, and go up 13-0 at the break, and then held on. A big night for Fox and the NFL Network, a 14.6 rating. That's the highest in TNF history. And if you had the over on Dak's passing yards, he squeaked over at 248.
It's actually a pleasure last night to broadcast, too, not to have Jason Witten's stupidity and Joe Tessitore's shilliness.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, Dak Prescott!
With a three-yard run.
Dak Prescott!
Hey, if I'm Dallas Cowboys...
Like, actually, you realize how good Joe Buck actually is, and... all this crap as well about Tony Romo this, Tony Romo that. Give me Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman's on.
Aikman does a great job.
Aikman is phenomenal. What I will say right this, and Dallas Cowboy fans, Ezekiel Elliott is laboring right now. After every hit, he gets up slow. You saw him several times yesterday take himself out the game and go to the sideline.
He might be the most annoying player in the NFL.
There's rumors that...
Feed me. Look at your fat face, bro.
Rumors that he has a hip injury. He doesn't practice at all throughout the course of the week.
You're right. The explosiveness isn't there.
He looks a little beat up, and they're running him ragged right now.
Give him the ball a lot. That's a good point that you raised, and it could be one of the reasons why they're actually opening up a little bit and throwing the ball more.
In the NBA, it was all about Toronto last night. Let's face it. Nothing else happened in this game besides what Toronto did to the champs. Raptors improved to a league-best 19-4 with a 131-128 overtime win.
Well, they didn't cover. You've got to give Golden State credit for that.
No matter how I spin this, you're going to bang me, aren't you? Perhaps, Gabe, today's best all-around player, Kawhi Leonard, with 37 points. Yeah. Is there anyone better? And those hands. Those hands are everywhere.
Say the best player.
I thought Michelle was on TV.
Best player in the NBA, Kawhi Leonard.
Bones is doing his best update ever, huh, Gabe?
Right now, Kawhi Leonard is the best player in the NBA.
Agreed.
As we just stated. Oh, by the way, Kevin Durant with 51 in the loss. Dubs without Steph Curry and Draymond Green steps back Saturday in Detroit. KD's first time scoring 40-plus in three games. Also, the Warriors now have three players.
Gabe, do you think it was showmanship sitting Curry out last night? Saying more or less to Toronto, if you beat us, you're not going to beat us without full court. Because Curry more than likely could have played last night.
I think he could have played, too.
I think it was gamesmanship, not playing.
Also,
him.
Though,
you don't
think
want the Raptors to get a win over the team.
It's a good point.
And get confidence for a potential finals.
It's a good point, and you also don't want to potentially. It's better just to have Curry come in against the Pistons and kill him, than get in this really intense game last night. Because it felt like a finals game. It really did have that playoff feel to it.
Yeah.
Also, the Warriors now have three players with a 50-point game this season. The only other team to ever do that, the 61-62 Lakers. But Toronto's clearly still better.
Right now, they are.
This is a fabulous update, Bones.
In the NFL, the Redskins.
Patronizing.
The Redskins in the NFL continue to take a lot of heat for their decision to sign Reuben Foster just 2 days after his second domestic violence arrest this year. Washington SVP Doug Williams added some fuel to the fire defending the team's actions Thursday on a local D.C. radio station. He tried to defend their actions, saying, "You know, we got people who are in high, high, high places that have done far worse. And, you know, they're still up there."
What does
that
mean?
So this is small potatoes for a lot of things out there.
So who is he implying? Like, what's the high, high, high places?
Donald Trump.
He's probably talking about Donald Trump.
I don't know. Donald Trump's done a lot of things. Donald Trump never beat the crap out of three chicks before. He might have slept with many chicks. It's a big difference.
Donald Trump don't have nothing to do with this. Dan Snyder is putting this man in a position to make himself
look
like an idiot.
This is a bad look for Doug Williams.
Yeah, Doug Williams.
Come on.
Well, he should be reading statements, not just off the cuffing it on a radio station.
You're right,
He also said, he said, this is small potatoes compared to what happened.
Come on, man.
He basically said it's not that big of a deal.
What is wrong with Doug Williams, man? You can't do Dan Snyder's dirty work.
I don't know, people like... It's amazing.
I mean, it's your job to do it, but he looks terrible now.
It's amazing in this world, though, how people like get attached to a paycheck so much that they will just toss out all.
Yeah, all morale. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll go out there and talk about it. I'll say it's no big deal. This guy beats chicks up all the time.
Also in the NFL, and for the first time since they entered the league in our king, Scott Engle is out there on the scene. We'll try to get a live report from him.
Nice. He's going to join us live for the dispensary.
Where is he? In Seattle. 49ers quarterback, cornerback Richard Sherman and Seahawks quarterback. Russell Wilson will be on opposite sides in a game for the first time on Sunday. Sherman said he was looking forward to seeing some old faces, just not Russell's.
Wow.
Saying, quote, I don't really have a relationship with Russell.
You know what, Sherman? You have a Super Bowl ring because of him, so.
Oh, I would say it's the other way around.
I would.
I would say that Russell Wilson got one because of Richard Sherman and that defense.
And I'll tell you right now, Russell Wilson's going to torch Sherman, and they're going to attack him and light him up, bro.
He also said, I've seen
Sherman ain't the player he used to be. He's getting lit up, and they're going to go right
after
him.
The bottom line is that Russell
Wilson. Keep talking, Sherman.
The bottom line is that Russell Wilson.
Hey, how's life, Sherman, on that 2-win team, bro?
They don't like Russell Wilson.
Richard made other news, too, as he and Marshawn Lynch have become the first team owners and fan captains in the FCFL.
Yeah,
it's the fan-controlled football league. The inaugural FCFL season kicks off in June. 8 teams, 1 location.
We wish them the best of luck. Hey, if there's numbers on it, I'll bet on it.
There will be.
Football leagues never work. They just don't. They haven't. They never will.
Justin Gooker coming
up. Morning After continues.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's the Morning After.
I finally snapped.
I love it, son.
I've always wanted it to be a gift.
The Morning After.
I'm gonna smash your face in.
It was pretty wild.
The Morning After continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Gabriel Morenci. Boy Parson in the house. Michelle Serpico. I don't know what we're going to get to. What are we going to do with this weather, actually? Because we have a guest at, what, 10:20?
Do it like the 30? Or no.
Do it next segment.
Yeah, we could. You ready for a weather check, Michelle? You feeling it?
I'm feeling it.
Yeah, let's
I'm
break.
I'm always feeling the weather.
Let's break the internet.
Let's do it.
This segment's only a couple of minutes. Yeah, when we come back, we'll break the internet. We'll do the weather on the other side. Then we'll get into Dustin Gooker. And then we'll start to get a little bit more serious. We'll have to bring Teddy in. Then it'll be picks.
Ted covers.
Teddy. We'll get to the picks. So.
Yes, I'm looking at a seven. I got a 7-team teaser for Sunday.
Let me ask you. So I went to the sports book yesterday, and we tell it like it is, and we've given a lot of very positive and free publicity to this FanDuel sports book.
No
probably
doubt.
About $500,000 worth of publicity, to be honest.
I agree,
but we also have to call it out like for what it is. Their success is becoming a problem now.
Yep.
Because there's too many people there. Yet, I got to be honest with you, as somebody that's been gambling on sports since 1982, it's to the point like where I'm going to the FanDuel book like once a week. It's getting to the point where I don't want to go because it's amateur hour. Between ticket takers that don't, are slow. And for the love of God, guys, there's a reason why there's a number system, okay? I know that everyone's just too stupid. That's the problem. You can't tell these guys at Central Booking to read a number.
No.
Like, the way you do it in Vegas, they don't take a bet if you say the name.
Yeah.
You go to any horse track, including the Meadowlands. When you go bet a horse, you don't go to the old guy at the window, Corey, and say, give me Bob Smoke Show for $100.
No.
You say, give me the four horse in the third race at Aqueduct.
That's what you're right.
That's all you say. You say the track name, race number 3, horse number 6.
No.
It's all number.
Gabe.
They don't have time for conversation. So in Vegas, in any sports book in the world, there's a sheet. Pittsburgh Steelers. So I'll say Pittsburgh Steelers 101. Dallas Cowboys 102. So it's like a rotation of all the games, and there's a numbers next to each team. So in Las Vegas, in any sports book in the world, the way that it works is you say the number. I'll put $100 on 101 money line. $100, 101 point spread. 101 total. And take second. This way, you know what I mean? At FanDuel, at the Meadowlands, you tell them. So
Chicago
instead of
Bears
me saying, like,
14 and a half.
Yeah, I want Dak Prescott passing yards. Well, Dak Prescott. Oh, I don't see that. Oh, well, check again. Oh, no, here it is under this. Ha, ha, ha. That's 45 seconds. What I don't understand is, and there are smarter people than me running this stuff, they're wasted money. Like, when you're in Vegas, there's a reason why the dealers deal fast. Bang, bang, bang.
Get you in.
The more hands they deal an hour, the more revenue that comes into the casino. You're losing revenue by letting people. Now, listen, if you want Joe Blow public parlay line, have a line, parlay line. You can't let people stand at the window for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, putting together a $2 damn parlay, man.
Yeah.
It's not right. It's wrong. It's bad business. And you guys got to do something
about it. They got to fix it. You got inexperienced ticket takers. You got inexperienced gamblers that don't know what they're up there doing, sitting up there putting their parlays together at the window. Gabe, you told me somebody made a phone call yesterday.
It's like the type of people.
What do you think about the Pistons tonight? You can't do
that. While the ticket taker's sitting there, you got to tell them. But everyone's scared to talk to anyone because everyone's scared to get shot.
Yeah, because you got a hardcore. You got some goons be in that joint. But I want all the action, you know what I'm saying? So, listen, it's going to go down in there one day. You better get it fixed right now.
They're aware of it, but, you know, come on, guys. You know, really. You got a great operation running there, but you got to raise it up a notch.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O'Rewards points during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
There's some breaking news that we could all use here. Lamar Odom. I like this. Lamar Odom's flipping the script.
What did he do to them?
Lamar Odom.
A tell-all book about
just
the
wrote
Kardashians.
A tell-all book good. About the Kardashians.
Good. Good.
I
He's spinning
read that.
It on them. I like
good.
This.
I like that too.
They're Wait. The ones. These monster ghouls. These witches, would it be? These witches, they actually brought a television camera. Well, this guy was in a coma into the hospital, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's Chloe. She brought a TV crew with her to film her husband in a coma for a reality television show.
On his deathbed.
He could have died.
He could have died. Matter of fact, they thought he was dead when
sure,
they
Sure, that didn't go
him.
Down well with Lamar.
Yeah, no, exactly. And then,
this
you know,
one article says Kardashian's reportedly terrified over Lamar Odom's tell-all book.
Good.
This is great.
Good,
know,
I love
he
it.
He knows it all.
I love it because I know Chris is going to try to come in.
But is he going to say anything that all of us are honestly surprised about?
Probably not, but I'm pretty sure they got some serious.
Yeah, like, are any of us surprised?
I want to know what he know about Chris.
In their life.
I want to know what he know about Chris.
Okay.
That's
oh,
the
and,
one.
And OJ?
Yeah, and everything. I want to know what he know about Chris.
Right.
Because I believe Chris got some skeletons in her closet.
Yes. Well, I want to know if Chloe's really... I want to know if Chloe is really
OJ's
son, daughter.
OJ's daughter? Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I want to know.
I don't know if he would know that.
He might not. But
he was married to her.
He was, yeah.
Yeah, but so were like 13 other people.
But yeah,
the Kardashians have been with so many dudes. Like, it's not like they're gonna open up and share every secret with.
But you know, but they
NBA
probably
were.
Yeah, that's true
they're
too.
Smarter than that.
But Lamar Odom was there a long time ago, so it might be like, oh, you know, OJ Simpson's my dad. Don't tell nobody.
But he was still there after she was pretty famous.
Yeah. Notice, though, everyone comes away from them kind of, like, not liking them. Like, even even Bruce seems to kind of soured on them, right?
I wonder what's going to happen with Kanye. Like, is he ever going to escape, or is he just going to be
in a sunken place?
Together forever.
Because Kim doesn't really, like, talk that much, so she's, I guess, kind of just, like, goes with
the... Son always like he want to kill
I don't know about this, but in the promo for the book here, there's a picture of him and Chris hugging.
Nice.
You think he did her?
Nah, I don't think so.
I think he did.
I don't think Chris get down like that.
Look, Lamar doesn't just know Khloé's darkest secrets. He could write hundreds of pages on dirt he has on Chris, Kim, Courtney, and Rob, too. Good. So, I mean, I don't know. That picture's probably really old.
Expose him. I hope it's a New York Times bestseller.
No, but honestly, but seriously, what can he possibly say that would, like...
shock us?
She already, like, you know what I mean?
We know everything.
She has a sex tape. Like, you know.
See, no, it's Chris. See, that's the information that can be shocking.
Like, nobody cares about Khloé.
How much of an evil...
Khloé's not, like, significant enough for anyone to give a crap. Like, we could find out, you
girls
know.
Do. Girls around my age and in their early 20s do. Especially now that she just had a baby and she posts all the cute baby pictures.
Like, who's the most popular one? I don't even know.
Kylie.
I know Kim's, like, the big one. But I'm talking about, like, who's the famous kid one that's the model type thing?
Kylie Jenner and Kendall Jenner.
Like, who's, like, the mega rich one? Is it Kylie?
Kylie's the mega rich one.
She actually tried to
copyright. That's the mega rich one, Chris.
She actually tried to copyright the name Kylie. The mama is the mega rich one.
Kylie. Oh, really?
Yeah, like she thinks she can copyright a name. Like they're the worst.
That's pretty crazy.
My favorite T-shirt ever is the Kylie Jenner. She's wearing a Slayer T-shirt.
Mm. Oh yeah.
The metal band. And there's a split screen, and there's a picture of the guitarist of Slayer at a concert saying, "Kill the Kardashians." It's like, she's so stupid. It's like, you know, they don't like you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you tell, like,
you're not like,
it's like the guy Paul Ryan, the politician.
Yeah.
He goes, his favorite band is Rage Against the Machine.
And they're like, stop listening to us.
You are the machine at the Rage Against the Machine. The singer of Rage Against the Machine actually put it out there. Like, he told Parham, "We don't like you. Like, stop listening to my music.
You're the machine. Cease and desist. Don't buy none
of the rest." So what? Honestly, like, I know. Like, if this was a really uncensored show, I could throw some ideas out there. But I honestly don't know what you can say would be shocking that the Kardashians have done.
Nothing really shocks me with them anymore, and I feel like a lot of people feel the same way. So I don't know. I'll still read just to see what. There isn't it. Well, I probably won't read. I'll probably like read reviews, but I don't know. I don't know what exactly. Like, I don't know what is that shocking that's going to be in there.
I can picture Corey like Christmas time. You got the fire going. The Christmas tree. Corey's going to be all enhanced, snugged in, reading this. Oh, damn!
You'd have known if I was over that joint. No, I'd have been said something. If they was to come after me, I'd have been letting everybody know.
And you would have.
And I would have got one of them pregnant too.
That would have been a smart idea for you. Well,
because you have a family that's in the Kardashian. You have a child in the Kardashian family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so when you're like a parasite, you're going to be like hooked there for life.
Yeah, like I come in here. I say, well, what up, Kanye? You know what I'm saying?
Which one do you want to impregnate out of all?
Khloé. Khloé, yeah.
Well, he might be taller than you.
I don't care.
Okay.
When we lay down, we all the same size.
Really, out of all the Kardashians, you would sleep with Khloé.
Kim is so fake right now. You know what I'm saying? She's so fake right now with the body parts and stuff. And
Kim's ass is too big.
Give me Khloé. Khloé, I can. I. That's good work right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not down.
Which one you like? You want the mother? You want the mother, don't you, Gabe? The mother's the one with all the money.
I actually do. Yeah. The mother.
You would like Kendall because she's the one who's
Kendall's
the least.
Too young for Gabe.
Yeah, that'd be just too
maybe
creepy.
Maybe Courtney. You would like Courtney because she's the one who tries to stay out of the spotlight the most.
I actually don't mind her. As much, but ultimately, Kim's the hot one. Let's be real.
Yeah, she is. I mean, you can't say she's not hot.
Yeah.
Anyone who says she's not, you're lying. She is.
All right, let's squeeze a call in here. Bones, like, take this call. I hope this is good, Bones.
Well, I think it's a drunken Cowboys fan, so you got to take it.
All right, so where we go? Is it Mike?
I think it's Mike, yeah.
Mike in Pennsylvania. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Corey, how you doing, man?
Mike, how about them Cowboys?
I'm a Rams fan, and I never thought I'd say it, but how about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
If you're a Rams fan, why are you happy the Cowboys won?
Rams get the one seed.
Oh, I get it.
Yes,
I get it.
Rams get the one seed.
Oh, okay. This is why. I thought, maybe because you bet on the game. No, okay,
the Rams,
I get it
The Rams
now,
get the one seed so they can lose at home.
Yeah. I like it. All right.
So you can watch them lose
guys,
at home.
Have a good day.
Take care, my man. I'll rap with you.
Right, I thought it was like a Cowboy fan. I'm glad that Bones interrupted us for that.
I thought it was Drunk Brad at first because he sounded like he was drunk. So I
know, but if his name is Mike from Pennsylvania, he's obviously not Drunk Brad from Texas.
Well, everybody's talking about the Cowboys today.
We love the Cowboys today.
Wasn't so bad.
More Cowboy calls. 844-843-6879.
I'm glad we stopped our conversation for that.
What was we talking about?
No, he's got a good point. Yeah, I was like, why the Rams? Why are you so happy with the Rams? Yeah, the Rams and the Saints, good point. Here's a good point. How does this affect my Carolina bet? Because that's what I was talking about last night. I got Carolina over 8.5. And I was thinking, damn, I need the Saints to not care about the last week against the Panthers. But they're going to care.
They're going to care. Because they have to. I think you can still get that one, though.
I just want to say about Lamar Odom. Like, she did a real number.
Now?
Like, Khloe Kardashian did a bigger number on Lamar Odom than Tracksuit did on Dwight Howard.
I don't know.
Like, Dwight Howard just got a rectal tear. Like, Lamar Odom ended up in a coma.
Yeah, but you got to understand.
He ended up in a coma.
But he.
I'm not going to blame them for that.
No.
Lamar Odom had a lot of issues before he met a Kardashian. Lamar Odom has drug issues.
He was in the league for years. All he did is smoke weed and drink.
When Lamar stopped playing, he was using crack, crack
and
cocaine.
And he had done it earlier in life,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't just because of...
Gabe, nobody knows. What happened to when Lamar Odom, senior year in high school, his first year at Rhode Island, he disappeared for 12 months. Nobody knows where he was at. So that situation's out there. So Lamar Odom, they made him better, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because they took him in, showed him a family environment.
Like,
he just couldn't stay off the
crack
drugs.
Crack is not the drug that we use in this family.
Yeah, we use cocaine.
If they made him better. I don't know if they made him better.
Gabe, the man was in a brothel damn near dead. Two weeks later, he complained to the NBA. They must got a fountain of youth out that joint.
Yeah, but he wasn't that messed up before he was with her. I get it, he had problems in his life, but not to the extent.
That's true, too. You know what I'm saying? Did a TV show with them. He probably got some money off of that. I don't think that they wronged Lamar Odom. I think Lamar Odom's wrongness came from himself.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that if you OD and you're in a coma, you're not going to be upset?
I would be.
If we come and just film it?
Yeah, I would hope y'all wouldn't do that.
All right, Morning After continues. Michelle's weather report's going to be coming up. We've got Dustin Gooker next.
Fantasy Sports Today.
I think the most important thing, though, is when you're able to put pressure on without blitzing. If you can bring four and consistently bring pressure. We saw Dallas was able to do that. Their defensive line is really able to force a lot of pressure on the quarterback. The Rams have been able to do that as well, mainly because of Aaron Donald, but he's not the only one there.
Think about the Eagles and their defensive line rotation. Right. Last year, having eight fresh guys. Think about the Giants and how they ended the undefeated Patriots season. It was that NASCAR pass rush that they had. Weekdays, 8 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers. The Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is New Jersey's local, trusted sportsbook featuring a Vegas-style betting menu of parlays, props, and much more. Watch every game on their new 75-foot HD video wall. Already a trusted name in entertainment, Monmouth Park is now your best bet for wagering on all the big games. So get in on the action. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards Program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to
Modell's. What are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban.
I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more. Boo! Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
All right, the morning after continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Gabriel Morenci. Michelle Serpico's weather report coming up. Corey Parson in the house. Not really a bad take yet from Corey today. We've got to give him credit, although, well, he's had a bad take or two. But hey, maybe I have had as well.
Certainly have.
I doubt it.
I had a few.
I'm looking back to today on the show. I'm thinking, I don't really know what I was wrong about. I really don't know what I was wrong about. One thing I know I'm not wrong about is it's stupid that the leagues want integrity because they don't have any integrity.
You're right about that.
You want integrity.
Game.
How about you call the game proper?
Let's bring in
Dustin Gooker right now, who's a great authority on gaming, on regulations, DFS, casinos, and everything else in between. Throws it down for the legal sports report. You can read them in the Washington Post. A great Twitter follow. Dustin, thanks for joining us, man. How you doing today?
I'm all right. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Good stuff, Dustin. So we're in New Jersey right now. And we're in New York, but in the New Jersey area. I was just talking about the FanDuel Sportsbook. And it's amazing. You look at the revenue that's been coming in the first couple of months, and it just keeps going up right now. And there was so much talk about, now that these other states are going to have legalized sports wagering, what's going to happen to Nevada? What's going to happen to Las Vegas? And it's amazing, isn't it, Dustin, that Nevada's last reports were, $584 million. They've taken more action than they've ever had before, despite the fact that it's now legal in seven other states.
Yeah, I don't think, sports betting spreading across the country is going to make Nevada any worse of a place to go bet, because people go to Nevada for lots of other things too. And while you're there, they have great sports books, lots of options to bet on sports. And it's still going to be a destination for lots of things, and sports betting included. So yeah, it's more than half a billion wagers taken last month, I believe it was. And that's no signs of slowing.
Sort of like marijuana.
That's the kind of opportunity that states have.
It's like marijuana, Dustin. Like if they legalize weed in a state, it doesn't mean that people in another state are going to stop smoking weed.
Totally agree. Yeah.
Yeah, like
it's not legal to smoke weed in Nevada, too. So.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So I want to ask you about what do you hear about the state of California? Because that is one state that really would affect Nevada's sort of bottom line a bit, or at least the hotel industry, but not that much. You know, sports books are about 4 or 5%, but what do you hear about California? Are they going to do Are they going to do single game wagering and sports betting in California in the near future? In your opinion,
near future, I don't think so. I think there's a lot of problems that the state has to deal with. They have so many different casino interests. They have tribal casinos. They have these card rooms, racetracks. They all want a piece of the pie. They don't usually agree on much of anything. They've been trying to do online poker there for more than a decade, and all those groups can't get together. So same problems with sports betting, I think. So I don't think you're going to see it next year. But, you know, in the not too distant future, next 5-10 years, will they work it out? Yeah, but I think it's not imminent.
So Major League Baseball made a big deal earlier in the week. Ooh, we have a major announcement coming up, and nobody cares, right? It's not like, I ask you this. So they signed a deal with MGM. Is anybody going to bet at MGM now because they signed a deal with baseball? And I don't really understand what MGM gets out of it, to be honest. All right, they get to use their logo. So they can have a World Series party. They can put the logos up in a casino. I get it. But people are already betting anyways. And now you get this integrity stuff. So can you explain to me and our audience what are leagues looking for with this quote-unquote integrity fee? And your integrity fee is the money that we just gave you for the rights. So, like, I see the players have their hands up right now. Now they want a cut of this. Shouldn't they be speaking to the league for and wanting the revenue that was just brought in from this? Nobody's giving them an integrity fee. And why do they keep talking about the data so much when we don't need their data? We know what the damn score is. Their little data dream is just so stupid. So explain this to me, please.
Oh, I wish I could. I mean, it's, you know, it's what the it comes down to the leagues want money, right? They, you know, these deals that they're signing with MGM are worth, you know, tens of millions of dollars. They're getting money that way. They're, I mean, the leagues are great at nothing, but it's not making money, right? So they see ways to make more money, and they say, oh, we can go and lobby states and say, hey, give us part of this money. You can't have sports betting unless you have our games to wager on. So that's their argument. I've never found it very convincing, but yeah, this is. I mean, it's definitely the leagues want more money. It comes down to that. They want to codify their intellectual property too. They want to have laws that say, hey, this data is ours, and you have to pay to use it. That's what they'd like to see.
Hey, Dustin, what's going on, Corey Parson? Let me hop in right here. Talk about a couple areas that's near and dear to me. First, start with New York City. Actually, like, not New York State, upstate, but New York City. What's the process to get New York City in on this? Because I think I saw where 90% of the revenue that comes in online in New Jersey comes in the places that border New York City.
Within 10 miles
of New York City.
I saw a graph yesterday. I was reading an article, and it was actually a link on your page, Dustin. You saw the blue dots, Corey, of where they can see where people are betting? It's all like in my hood, dude. Yeah. It's Hoboken, Weehawken.
The area
ding, 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 ding. It's just the Hudson.
Yep.
And it was great, Dustin, in the article when they said they were watching somebody on the George Washington Bridge trying to bet.
Yeah.
And it was like block, 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 accepted.
Wow, that's wild. So that with the situation with New York, especially with them seeing all this revenue leave and go right across the border, and also what's going to happen in the DMV area with D.C., Maryland, and Virginia? I know they're racing to see who can get an operation first.
You hit those real quick. You know, New York has a law that they can have land-based sports books, but they would need a new law in 2019 to have online sports betting. Sounds like they're probably going to pass something next year. I mean, it's a complicated situation like California, but they've already tackled this this year. So in 2019, I think they'll do that. D.C. has been working on a sports betting bill. They just passed it out of a committee, was it just yesterday or earlier this week, where, yeah, they might have legal sports betting as soon as next year. Maryland takes constitutional amendments. I don't think you'll see it there next year. And Virginia has a sports betting bill, too. So all those places are, you know, have at least a chance of having sports betting in the near future.
Let me ask you about Michigan. You know, Michigan seems to me, listen, Michigan just legalized recreational marijuana. So I would imagine that they wouldn't be ethically opposed to the sports betting. And I don't really understand it because, you know, the obviously the economy in the Detroit area specifically is suffering. And you have the casinos there already. And as you stated, a lot of states have laws. Well, you know, you can only, like New Jersey, you can only put a sports betting operation where there was gambling already. You can't just start opening up sports books on every corner. But they already have the infrastructure there. In Detroit, in Greektown, you have the casinos. It seems like Michigan's a little slow to the party. What's the status with Michigan and sports gambling?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to look at it, too. You know, the legislatures all kind of ramp up early 2019. They've talked about sports betting in Michigan already. Like you said, there's commercial casinos in Detroit. MGM owns one of them. Penn National, which is already operating sports betting in Pennsylvania, also owns a casino or just bought a casino in Detroit. So yeah, I think there's going to be pressure to do that next year because, you know, these big casino companies, especially the ones that are in a lot of states, want that investment in sports betting to pay off. And if they have a casino in a state, they're going to push to have legal sports betting like they are in Michigan.
Now, Dustin, you tweeted out a great article from the New York Times. And this is pretty ominous, Corey. This is when you go into Atlantic City, they pretty much know everything about you before you bet the Jets. It was basically how they are really, really watching money laundering, criminals. And me and Corey always joke about it because we go to the FanDuel Sportsbook a lot. And like Corey said it's like central booking in Manhattan, basically. And I'm telling you, Dust, have you been up to New York? Have you been up here yet and seen this book yet?
I haven't seen the FanDuel book, no.
All right, so You know, I lived in Vegas, and you and I had a mutual friend. I remember, you know, we talked, unfortunately. May Dave rest in peace. Dave, the great Dave Malinsky, right now. So I used to live in Vegas, and I've never seen anything like it here, dude. Like, it really is. You can understand why they are so, like, there are a lot of Italian family types. There are all kinds of, like, runners. Like, you name it. Like, basically, like, you're watching, like, 50 crimes being done in front of you, Dustin, yeah, on a daily basis there. That's what I'm saying.
The FanDuel joint, Dustin, is like a joint for where hustlers hang out at.
Really? Now I really want to see it.
Yeah, no. But it's amazing, Corey. They're talking about how, like, they watch every better walk around everywhere.
Yeah.
They are watching us. When you and I are going in and out and we're hanging around, they're watching
when
everybody.
When we go to the parking lot and make it smell funny.
They're watching everybody. All right. Hey, Dustin. Great stuff, man. Thanks for joining us. We encourage people to check out Dustin's Twitter. It's just a nice, simple at Dustin Gooker. He writes about sports, poker, gaming, DFS, and everything else in between. Hey, good stuff. We'd love to do this again, Dustin. Thanks for joining us, man.
Done.
All right, there's Dustin Gooker with us. FanDuel keeps on offering new things, though, Corey. Hey, remember, you asked me yesterday about the cash-out stuff.
Yeah.
The cash-out option's real cool. So basically, if your team is winning, you don't need to wait to the end of the game to get paid.
What if they end up losing?
And if they're losing, you can cash out. So basically, cash out means, let's say you bet $100 on a team. Like last night, you put $100 on the Saints.
Yeah.
And it's not going well. And you're like, you know what? They're not going to come back. I know they're not going to come back. I want to get out of this bet. They might give you $60 back.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So like, it's sort of like a stock market. It goes down, it goes up.
Yeah.
But the only thing is, it terrorizes you. Because then you start overthinking. I should have cashed out. I could have cashed out and I didn't. And they blew the lead. Like, I've done it where I could have cashed out. Like, I had a $500 bet and it would have paid me like $970.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it because there was a $12 difference and I lost.
Oh, wow.
Like, I lost $1,000 because of $12.
$12. That's crazy, Gabe. Yeah. I also saw where FanDuel has it now where you can set a lineup for the second half of games.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's wild. They're getting real innovative with it.
Competition, man. Competition leads to innovation. Speaking of innovation, nothing tops Michelle Serpico's NFL weather check. Coming up next, we send it to the Fantasy Sports Network meteorology desk.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude Wiper Blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude Wiper Blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
I had great
great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
All right, the morning after continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We're kicking it on YouTube. The American Forces Network, except this is the time of the show right now. This is the weekly segment in which it's worth it to be watching. And this is like if you're driving in your car right now, you're like, oh, man, this sucks. Because we have the lovely Michelle Serpico in the house. It's time for an NFL weather update as it is week 13. Let's kick it, Michelle.
You got to turn her mic on, Gabe. Sorry, thanks.
All right, I believe we have a mic issue. Like, for the love of God, guys, it'd be nice to actually do something.
You shut it by habit. That's my fault. Sorry. You just got to reach on. She's got to reach on there and turn it on. My bad.
Turn the microphone on. So we get this part right here rocking and rolling. So
I don't understand. We had people running around in here. It's almost like they pretend they're professionals.
It's your mic. It's the mic you sit on and turn off all the
time.
Yeah,
I know, but I don't understand. Like, you guys come in here, shuffle around and everything.
We
and
always
then
leave our mics on.
And
you
then
have
your
a
mic's
good habit
not
of
on.
Turning them off.
I know. It's not
good for you.
It's not something I'd really want to be defending, Bones. I'm just stating here. Like, it'd just be nice to, you know, for once, if we could get through something, it would actually work. But, Michelle, I believe your mic is now on.
No.
I don't know.
So let's go over here, right over here, to the Fantasy Executive Weather Desk.
Yeah,
you see this area,
point.
This brick area right here is going. It means it's going to be cold. You know
I don't
what I'm
know.
Saying? And then you get this area over here where it's going to be a little bit warmer on this side of the country. This is California, and over here is the side of the country where you have Manhattan and New York City, and it's going to be cold in Harlem, the borough where I am the mayor of. Now back to you, Michelle.
Now can you guys hear me? All good? We're all good.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right,
cool.
Yeah.
So I have the games in order from the 1 o'clock games to the night games. So first, we have the Ravens, Baltimore, at the Falcons, the ATL, right? Yeah, Atlanta Falcons.
That is correct.
There you
right
go, Michelle.
Here.
Right down there.
In the dome.
In the dome.
Then we have the Panthers at the Bucks down in Tampa.
Nice warm strip, down there.
Strip club capital
no,
of the
now,
world.
Now, yep. Now, Michelle, if you were in Tampa this weekend to go to the game, would you bring a swimsuit?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
I'd probably wear it to the game. I'm pale.
I think it would be more entertaining than the Bucks.
I'm quite sure it would be.
You know, it's funny because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had their lowest attendance in like 10 years.
Oh, get out.
You go to that joint with a bikini on, Michelle.
It'll go up, you think?
And attendance will go up. Where else we got
right,
ball games at this
Wait,
weekend?
Wait, so that yeah, where, is, that's like, 67 yeah. degrees clear, wind 9 miles per hour. You said that's not that fast.
No, not bad.
67, that's pretty chilly for this time of year for Florida.
Oh, yeah, you can't wear
it
because
it is December.
Yeah.
All right, so then we have the Chargers at the Steelers. Good old Pittsburgh. 57 degrees, partly cloudy, wind 10 miles per hour. That's average.
Yeah. We're looking for something cold, Michelle. Give us something cold here.
All right, Bears at Giants in the.
Yeah, that's windy up there.
Windy, 57 degrees, which has actually been warm for what it's been.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't wear a crop top.
No, you can't.
Wind 10 miles
per hour. If you wear a crop top, it'd be headlights.
Yes.
Yeah, you could.
True, very true.
You could. If you want to put on the show, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, it depends on what kind of mood you're in. Then we have the Bills at the Dolphins. Welcome to Miami. 83 degrees.
Wow, that's lovely.
I want to go to Miami this weekend. Partly cloudy, winds 11 miles per hour. That's like a little above average winds.
You know, here's an instance where it might be a little hot for the Buffalo Bill players.
Yeah, they might
try to heat them out, right?
Exactly.
But
They'll make do of it. They'll make good of it. Most of them boys from Florida anyway.
And, you know, there's actually literally expected to be like 15,000 or more Bills fans.
It's a good vacation if you're a Buffalo Bill fan. Yeah, you get out there
exactly.
And go down to Florida. You know
that's
what I'm
saying? That's the one. That's what they do. Once a year, whenever the game is later in the year.
Yeah.
Bills fans, and it's not expensive to fly from Florida from the East Coast.
No,
right?
Exactly.
They're getting there for like $99.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not. Wait, actually, this weekend is expensive because it's Art Basel.
I don't know what that is.
It's a big festival, so this weekend I bet the tickets were expensive.
Art Basel? What?
It's a huge art festival. They have museums and everything, and they have it down in Miami. It's this weekend. They have it once a year.
Wow, Michelle's dropping like art knowledge. So, me and Corey are like,
I was going to go, but... didn't work out.
So
anyway,
it's like some sort of
festival.
It's a festival. It's like there's a bunch of museums and exhibits you go to. It's actually really cool if you like art.
All right, cool. Wow.
Gabe,
what else
you look like an art guy, right?
Yeah. Gabe looks like an art guy.
What are you saying, yeah?
What kind of art?
I'm into French Impressionist art from the 18th century. Court.
I'm sorry, Gabe. I didn't know that. I didn't see that.
Then we have the Broncos at the Bengals here in Cincinnati, which I don't know who would want to go there. 55 degrees, partly cloudy.
Wind's fine
in Cincinnati. No offense, Cincinnati people. Wind 12 miles per hour. The Rams at the Lions, Detroit. It's in a dome, so who cares about the weather? Cardinals at Packers. Right here, really cold.
Green Bay, it's freezing
up
there.
The cheeseheads are going to need like hats under their cheese things.
Yeah,
33 degrees.
Stupid.
Snow.
Oh, here we go.
16 miles per hour.
Now we're talking.
Now that's going to be a hard game. Yeah. Those are harsh weather conditions to play in.
Let me ask you this now: if you and your boo were going out to Lambeau Field, what kind of attire would you wear to make it sexy, even though you got to be warm too?
Michelle not going to be wanting to go out to Lambeau.
Oh, she might just want to cuddle. Might just want
to
cuddle up.
She didn't come to the Giant game versus the Eagles with us because it was raining.
I don't go.
And that was in like October. It was
that's too cold for me. That time of year, I'm not into being outside unless it's like skiing or snowboarding. And then unless I'm drunk, I would just get really, really drunk. I would have a cute like crop top with my big furry sweater, jeans, but then I would wear my big jacket over once I got outside.
Okay, cool.
And once I got drunk, I wouldn't care what I looked like.
Nice.
I would get sloppy. Nice. So then we have...
That's what I'm talking about. You got any friends?
Lillian. then we have the Browns at the Texans right here. 66 degrees, clear, winds 3 miles per hour. That's
nice,
good.
Nice weather down there in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
Reliant
Stadium.
Then we have the Colts at the Jags. BF number 2 won't be starting. Poor guy. 75 degrees, mostly cloudy, wind 11 miles per hour.
You know, it's hard to find a quarterback worse than Blake Bortles, but they actually have with Cody Kessler.
So. Cody Kessler.
Then for the later games, the 430 or 425?
Yep.
Okay, we have the Jets at the Titans.
That's in Tennessee.
Little Tennessee, 66 degrees, clear, winds 13 miles per hour. That's kind of
bad. That is a little windy.
Yeah.
It's not cold, but it's windy.
No,
it's
cool.
So.
But that's good. That's football weather.
You know, Nashville. Nashville's a cool city.
Nashville's a great city.
Never been there, but I've heard good things
about
Nashville.
Yeah, my aunt lives in Brentwood.
Yeah,
right outside
like Nashville, like where you figure out Tennessee, whatever. But Nashville's happening. It's like it's not. It's sort of like Atlanta in a sense, except
not as much black people.
Yeah, not as black. Like Atlanta's the black Hollywood.
Yeah,
Nashville's sort of the
Southern Hollywood.
Yeah, like country music
country.
Is like the the record companies are there. It's like it's a happening city. It's not Hicksville.
That's
what I'm getting at. It's not like you don't feel like it's a redneckville.
No. It's still got like a little city vibe to it. Yeah, I know what you mean. So then you have
the big
Chiefs.
Party town too. They like to party there in Nashville.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
They like life in Nashville. Like
they do.
It's easy. It's like laid back.
And they're very nice.
Yeah.
They're very nice people. So then we have the Chiefs at the Raiders in good old Oakland.
Yeah, see, so we go from
be
very
careful.
Nice people that like life to Oakland.
Oakland, where life is not going well.
Yeah.
I've never heard it called good old Oakland before.
I want to go to Oakland.
Oh, the Bay Area.
I don't know if you do.
I want to go to the Bay Area.
The Yay Area. Yay Area.
It's 51 degrees, partly cloudy, wind 3 miles per hour. Then we have the Vikings at the Pats, the Booty Grabbers, 53. 53 degrees, really? Overcast.
Warm up there this weekend, huh?
Yeah, overcast. How is it colder here and warmer there? Because usually when you go north, it gets colder.
Very interesting.
Yeah, but not in this case. Anyway, wind 6 miles per hour.
We told people, Michelle's bringing her a meteorology game, huh?
I like it. She's doing a good
Normally
job.
Normally when you go north, it gets colder. Yeah, she's chopping like some real weather.
Right?
Hits it.
And real check knowledge. It out.
Like we can see you on the screen here in the restaurant.
Oh, cool!
Yeah, when it goes to you, you look like a real weather lady here.
Really?
Yeah.
I tried to like pick a really good dress I had.
Oh, it's a good dress.
You did a good job.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything looked where it's supposed to look.
Good.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Yep. Very, very good dress.
Then for the Sunday night game, we have the Giants at the Seahawks. Good over here. It's probably going to be raining because it don't always rain here.
Yeah, Scott Engel, the King, is out there this weekend to cheer on the Seahawks. That'd be a good time. The King is
up
there.
It's a good thing the King's not watching this right now. He'd have a heart attack.
No, it don't work no more. Yeah. Don't worry about that, Gabe. He'll be fine. But shout out to the King. He's up there in the corner. I think we might hear from him next.
It's 41 degrees, clear, wind 2 miles per hour. Then Monday night, Redskins at the Eagles.
Fly, Eagles. Cry,
it's 46 degrees, clear, winds 12 miles per hour.
We should get Michelle's picks with each weather report, too, and who she thinks is going to win the game.
Eagles, this one.
So who do you got? We have the Sunday nighter as well in Pittsburgh.
Giants, Seahawks. I'm going with the Seahawks.
The Seahawks. You're taking the Seahawks. Yeah. Seahawks are going to mess San Francisco up.
Yeah.
But we got what's the weather in Pittsburgh? We got the Sunday nighter, the Chargers, and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Steelers. I'm going with the Steelers, totally.
I like the pick.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm taking the Steelers.
Yeah.
But what's the weather? Do we know?
The weather is... That was...
Sunday night football.
57 degrees, partly cloudy, wind 10 miles per hour. But that game is in... It's in...
Pittsburgh.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's in Pittsburgh.
Michelle.
Yeah, it is. It says at Steelers. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, right. At Steelers means it's in Pittsburgh.
Okay. And then the Bears at the Giants.
I'd actually like to see Corey do the weather report. But
do the weather?
Yeah, but it's just not as visually stimulating.
No, Michelle got a nicer butt than I do. You know what I'm saying? So you're not really going
to... I did my squats yesterday specifically.
I just like to see Corey, like, and up here, over here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you want me to come over there and show you what the weather would be like with the fantasy executive? We're not going to get the kind of views, you know what I'm saying? But I'll go up there and give you a weather report, too.
Now, you can stay in the corner with Jeff.
All right, cool. Yeah. I'm the doctor.
I can't be the doctor and the meteorologist.
You know what I'm
and
saying?
And the fantasy executive.
And the mayor, you know what I'm saying? And I got to come in here on Saturdays and do the cameras and hook stuff up, you know what I'm saying? Got to fix the headphones when I come in here every day. Got to be the talent, the mayor, the engineer.
The roadie.
The doctor. Grip. Yeah, the grip, you know what I'm saying? The sex symbol for the Latinas in the restaurant, you know what I'm saying?
You're definitely the sex symbol of the network.
You are, Corey. You are. The ladies love Corey.
Yeah. There you go.
great stuff, Michelle.
Yes, United States of America.
Yes, uh-huh. There you go. That's the land.
Now you're telling us the country it's in.
I know, right? Now, you know, we know the United States of America.
Where?
Now, the best country in the world.
Where? We should get...
After Canada.
Yeah,
Canada,
along with Canada.
Canada and the United
yeah,
States.
We'll say along with Canada.
I don't know too much about Canada.
You know you hate it.
We know that, Corey. We know that.
So you got Montreal right there.
Oh, yeah. And guess where it's close to? Vermont.
Right next to my man, Bob.
I wonder if Bob goes there ever.
Bob has to have gone to Montreal before.
Montreal's a great city.
And it really is.
I had a lot of fun when I went there. And I went there when it was snowing. You know I don't like the snow.
No, we're gonna get Bob on. We're going to get Bob on a little bit later.
A week from today.
We got it. Yeah, Bob's going to be in studio with
us. Yeah, when I'm doing
today.
The weather report.
And yeah, he's bringing us pizza as well. So it'll be the first time in the week that Corey gets to eat.
It's probably, you're right.
It's been a rough week this week.
Yeah.
Ramen noodle week.
Yeah, it's normally this week right here.
Ramen noodle, mac and cheese.
Like thanks a lot to, who was it that messed me up? Who was it this week that started the week off real bad for me? It was only one team once again. I can't remember who the team was right now. It probably was the stupid Warriors or something like that.
Yeah,
no,
well, it
was the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah,
that's
you lost. You went like a 16 parlay with one.
Yeah.
I know you're pretty much cursed. Last night, Corey told me to put a play in for him and lost by half a point.
Yep.
Where did you come up with these picks? Someone asked. Like, out of all the games, why did you want to bet on Alabama and Central Florida? Because you're the tall dude?
That low number on that. That low number on that. That low number on teams that's both scoring the 70s.
I knew the Georgia Southern pick was doomed.
Really?
Because I just tailed you. I just put the ticket in and I doubled it up.
Yeah.
I didn't even know where they were playing. So I'm looking at
they
the picks.
Smacked.
I'm like, that's not bad. And I'm like, man, we got Georgia Southern against Arizona. It's not going to end well.
Georgia Southern's a good ball
team.
It
didn't end well.
It did not.
What's the most important thing you can do today? How about swab to save a life? Every 3 minutes in the United States, a person is diagnosed with a blood cancer like leukemia. Bone marrow transplants give patients a new lease on life, but 70% of them must rely on a stranger for one. You can help. Register with DKMS to become a donor. You'll receive a swab kit in the mail, swab your cheeks, send the samples back, and you're good to go. Take the first step. Become a hero. Register today at DKMS.org.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round. We never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com. Fantasy Sports Today.
I think the most important thing, though, is when you're able to put pressure on without blitzing. If you can bring four and consistently bring pressure. We saw Dallas was able to do that. Their defensive line is really able to force a lot of pressure on the quarterback. The Rams have been able to do that as well, mainly because of Aaron Donald, but he's not the only one there.
Think about the Eagles and their defensive line rotation. Right. Last year, having eight fresh guys. Think about the Giants and how they ended the undefeated Patriots season. It was that NASCAR pass rush that they had.
Weekdays, 8 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league
is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now and keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
Well, it's all downhill from here after that. Great job, Michelle.
Go follow that with Scott Engel.
Yeah, we go from Michelle Serpico's weather update to to the king.
Chiquita Hammock.
All right, let's go right to Seattle.
Oh, look, it's so cute.
Alyssa the King, the Hall of Famer, a colleague, and a friend.
Oh, my God.
Scott Engel in Seattle right now.
Oh, my God.
To watch the Seattle Seahawks throttle the loudmouth punk Richard Sherman and the San Francisco 49ers. The King, what's up, Scott?
Yeah, I have the King on King Street. Yeah, that's what it was last night. But look, you know, it's like, you know, as a longtime Seahawk follower, you know, it's I don't have, you know, but Richard Sherman was always one of my favorites. You know, that's who he is. You love him if he's on your team. You hate him if he's not. You know,
it shows his lack of class. He's classless. He's classless. You know what I mean? He won Super Bowls. They had a great run. He's like, well, I don't know. I've, you know, he's okay. You know, I've seen him throw interceptions before. It's just Richard Sherman's just petty. He's an intelligent guy, but he's petty. And actually, I question his intelligence at times because he signed a terrible contract with the San Francisco 49ers on a terrible team. But honestly, I think it fits him well. I'm glad that Richard Sherman's career will just sort of end in like a little puff of smoke on a crap-ass team. Like, I actually do. I mean it.
Yeah, it sounds like you don't have a lot of love for me. Like, it's kind of hard because, you know, he's one of my favorite players, like, during a great era. So, look, you know, sometimes, you know, players don't leave teams in good ways and, you know, they end up hurt about it. You know, if you go back in Seattle Seahawks history, Kenny Eze was a Hall of Fame safety. You know, he actually sued the organization, you know, a few years after his retirement. But, yeah. You know, 20 years from now when they're putting Sherman's name in the Ring of Honor, you know, this is all going to blow over.
It's like they said, like, Paul Allen was a big, and, you know, he passed away. He's a big philanthropist, of course. Remember, Bones gave the report, Paul Allen passed away and everyone's mourning.
The slow-talking Bones voice. Yeah, what up, Scotty?
All kidding aside, I said Paul Allen's a big... Corey? He's a big philanthropist, as long as you don't play for the Seahawks.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. He take care of everybody else.
He gives billions away to the community, but if you're on his
team, Seahawks are like, oh, no, not
you. You'll be holding out.
Yeah, Hey, Scotty, what's going on? How's it looking out there for this weekend, my man?
Looking good. I think Sherman's going to get a mixed reception, you know, talking to people around town here. You know, having a good time so far. Went down to Quality Athletics downtown, like the prime sports bar here.
We've only got a couple of seconds. Did you go to the dispensary?
The Cowboys get a big win.
Nice job.
Did you go get some fat buds?
Nah, that's not for me. Corey knows what my vice is. I've already taken care of that one.